This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to The Glow Show. I'm Dylan Joel from Joy. Numerous shows, including The Glow Show, which I'm excited to get back involved with. Something that definitely hasn't changed is the staple of the show, Gabby Glow.
Hi, Dylan.
Now, you're a senior constable and you're an LGBTI liaison officer.
I am.
And you're just a special part of the community. If I don't see you at a community event, I know that it's not important.
Well, I try to be at most things.
You are omnipresent. I am. Now, the role of LGBTI Community Portfolio Manager is an important part of The Glow Show, and we have someone who's acting in the role and his first official time with The Glow Show. Welcome, Tom Taylor.
Thank you.
Now, compared to our two other guests, we'll introduce our very special guest after that, you are unsworn.
That's right, yep.
That doesn't mean you don't have a filthy mouth. It means that you're just not a police officer in the sense that you are fully fledged.
Yep, that's right. I'm a public servant, so I don't wear the uniform and I sort of scurry around with documents in office buildings.
But you wear a very nice suit.
Thank you.
Our very, very special guest is Stuart Bateson, who is a commander of Victoria Police.
Yes.
Now, that sounds very special. Now, Gabby's a senior constable.
It's a little bit more senior to me.
A little bit more senior?
A little bit.
Like, slightly more or?
A lot.
Slightly more. You know, we're pretty flat structure in Victoria Police. We don't give much notice to rank, do we, Gabby?
Oh, not at all.
Maybe a little bit.
Well, the commander rank's right up the top. Very close to the top.
Yes. So you're the big cheese. So we have to make sure this is a very good episode to impress
really,
the big brass. No. Now, you started with the Victoria Police in 1987. Mm-hmm. How have you, in that time, gone from just a humble police officer to the commander of the Victoria Police?
It sounds like such a long time ago, 1987, when you say that out loud. That's, 30 years. So I always wanted to be a policeman. I think it was, in the 80s, I was on a stable diet of Miami Vice.
Oh, wow.
And saw myself in that vein. So when I joined, really wanted to become a detective, and ultimately that's what happened, and loved my time. I spent 12 years at the Homicide Squad and the Piranha Task Force and loved it. I really enjoyed that part of policing. But more recently, I've moved back into general policing, and I was the superintendent out in Wyndham, Hobsons Bay and Maribyrnong over the last 4 years, which was great. And it was great to get back in and reconnect with the community and the good things about policing, not just chasing the crooks. And more recently, I've got the commander's job at Priority Communities Division, which is really focused on building and maintaining relationships with community across Victoria.
And you don't have a mustache, unlike Miami Vice.
No.
Did you ever have a mustache in that
no,
career?
No, never had a. Well, actually, I did Movember 1 year, and it looked horrible. I couldn't wait to get it off.
Now, you mentioned the Priority Communities Division, a very important part of the LGBTI initiatives of Victoria Police. What initiatives have you had as a part of the division?
Well, there's been a lot of work done over recent years, and we've had some great portfolio managers, most recently Jen Dixon, who's usually, I think, on the show. Mm-hmm. She's on a bit of leave at the moment, and Tom's taken over the role. So we've done lots of work in trying to build the relationships and trust, because that hasn't always been great between the police and the community. But more recently, we've had the VP Pride Network that we've launched. So that's about making sure that we have an inclusive workplace and an ability to share our stories and experiences amongst our employees. We're doing a much more targeted recruitment campaign at the moment, which is critical for our success. From my point of view, we have to have a diverse workforce that is representative of our diverse community.
Without spilling your secrets of the Victoria Police, what are you looking for? What are you actively looking for in the community in regards to recruitment?
Well, look, the Chief Commission often talks about confident humility, and I think that's a really important quality that we need, and some of the recent media coverage has shown that that's important. We need people that have the ability to take charge of situations, but also have the humility to treat people with respect and dignity no matter what the circumstances and no matter what the reaction of that individual. They still maintain that respect for human rights, and that's really important. So they're the key qualities. And beyond that, we need diversity in terms of ethnicity, of terms of sexuality. We need a representation of our community. So we actually, when people look at Victoria Police, they say, hey, I recognise someone and I'm willing to trust them, I'm willing to engage with them. But it also gives us the ability, I think, when we have a diverse police force, that we have a better understanding. So we don't become such a monoculture that we have been accused of and, you know, in lots of ways have been over the years.
Mm.
So from taking things about diversity to taking things as a comment, recently you had a bit of fame on the ABC as part of a Q&A panel.
Yes, yes. The first time.
Was that less daunting than being on The Glow Show?
Well, I walked in there and they put me immediately into a makeup chair, which was the first time for me. And the makeup artist said to me, would you like me to chisel your jaw? And I said, does anyone say no to that? Of course I want you to chisel my jaw. But, you know, once I got into the theatre where it was being held, it felt quite comfortable and it was a conversation with a lot of community members from Dandenong. So I really enjoyed it in the end.
And it was good practice for this.
Yeah, good practice. It was a dress rehearsal for The Glow Show.
Your jaw is looking very chiselled at the moment without the aid of makeup. You had some very difficult topics, of course, on that program, discussions about recent issues. Police brutality has been one that has hit the headlines recently. What have you seen to ensure that the law is enforced, but also to ensure that these kind of stories don't hit social media and media more widespread?
Yeah, we're a big organisation now. You know, we're nearly 19,000 members. And we have some people that step outside the line and step outside of the expectations of the organisation. Thankfully, that's pretty few. We have about 14,000 interactions with the public each day, and only about 6 of those end in complaints. So when that does happen, and the shocking videos that we saw over the last couple of weeks, you know, we have to make sure that we have a complaint system that people have confidence in, that they can come forward, we can investigate those matters, and if we find that they've stepped over the line, if they've stepped outside what we expect of them, we must hold those members accountable. We know that, and our members know that, and we have to get that right. And, you know, we're working very hard to do that. I think we've got a good discipline framework in place. We need to improve the practice within that framework, but we've certainly got a good framework with external oversight coming from IBAC. So those videos were shocking, I think, to most people that watched them, but we're certainly, I think, moving in the right direction. Those members, 3 of those members have been stood down, or 4 in total from the 2 incidents, and that will be investigated by IBAC, and we'll get a full account of what occurred in the not too distant future.
Because the Priority Communities Division is responsible for leading the work to ensure that all Victorians feel heard, understood and valued by the police, which is very important to see what you are doing with that issue. A headline and an incident that sparked a lot of shock and questioned the safety of being an LGBTI person in especially a safe, regarded a safe space, was the assault on Smith Street in Collingwood around January earlier this year. How do you think people should see that incident in what is regarded as relatively an LGBTI friendly area? There's a rainbow footpath. There's a lot of LGBTI spaces, safe spaces. How would you recommend to people that are listening who identify as that to know that, as cliche it would be, justice is about to be served and the streets will be safe?
Yeah, I think it's a real, it's a challenge for us always because, you know, that's a horrible crime and it's a prejudice-motivated crime that, you know, we find abhorrent. I think where we would like the public's help is letting us know of problem areas that may occur early so we can step up patrol. So, you know, I can't comment on that incident specifically, but if you're walking around Collingwood and you're suddenly going, you know what, that was a really homophobic, terrible comment, give us a call so we can actually say, hey, we might have someone hanging out in that area that could be trouble. We can step up our patrols and we can try and make sure that these things don't occur. But we need that intel coming in from the public, which is really crucial, I think, to help us design where we put our resources and when.
And Dylan, you know from working with me and other Glows on Joy for a number of years that that's something we talk about a lot, that if you hear anything homophobic or transphobic, please report it to the police, please report it to AGLO, because we know that homophobic assaults, physical assaults, tend to be preceded by homophobic or transphobic language. So if you weren't a victim of a physical assault and you were a victim of just the language, the next person may be the victim of an assault. So the people that assaulted this man earlier this year may have been hanging around that area for hours or weeks, who knows. And if we all step up and take a little bit of ownership of the area and a place that's meant to be a safe place, report to police and report to GLOWS, we can help prevent these things from happening and identify these perpetrators and catch them and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Because the Priority Communities Division is about building trust with diverse groups and communities in Victoria, what are the priorities moving forward for people with disabilities, people with mental health issues, young people, seniors and the LGBTI community, a lot of vulnerable people?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the most crucial parts in the next step is being a little bit more transparent. There's a lot of desire from community groups for us to be more open with our data and open with our decision making around our priorities. So for me, that's one of the things I really want to concentrate on over the next 12 months. How do we actually do that? We have portfolio reference groups across all those communities you just mentioned. So it's about making sure that those groups have a really meaningful say in about how we go about our policing, because we need to make sure that we're informed by community expertise, and that's something that's going to be a priority for me in this role that I've just started, really.
You just started?
Yeah, I started in the middle of January, so I feel like I'm really still new in the seat.
And daunting. Has,
yes.
What has been the biggest shock for the role as you move up in the police force?
I think really what I've found incredibly heartwarming is that despite, you know, our challenges, we still have a lot of support in the community. And it doesn't matter whether I'm in a multicultural community or an LGBTI community event, there's still a lot of support for Victoria Police. And I think people realise we've got a challenging job, and I think they realise we have good intentions as an organisation. We just have to make sure we get it right on every occasion or as often as we can. And that takes working hand in hand with the community, I think.
Did you ever think in 1987 that you'd be sitting on a radio show talking about these issues and being quite high up in the Victoria Police?
No, I thought I'd be driving a Ferrari like Don Johnson.
And in 2017, you were awarded the Australian Police Medal for Distinguished Service to Law Enforcement. This is probably a question for both Gabby and Stuart. How do you distinguish service in law enforcement? What's like the principles to hold it up and go, I'm a distinguished law enforcer?
I think you just have to, you know, get back to that confident humility, you know, make sure that you can take charge when you need to and resolve situations when you have to. But listen to people, be kind, and make sure you treat people and listen to them and treat them with dignity and respect. And I think that goes a long way.
A good lesson for everyone.
I mean, we're still part of the community. We are police officers. We put on the uniform every day, but we're still part of the community that we serve. So I always look at it as if someone's coming to me with a problem or an issue, how would I feel if it was me going to the police? So I look at it that way. So I think we try to treat people with dignity and respect and give them a good service. And if we can't assist them, hopefully we can then move them on to or suggest other support services that can then help. The reason why we joined was because we wanted to help people. That's usually why people join the police. And if you can keep thinking like that, then you should be doing a good job.
Yeah, I agree. You just remember why you joined. Sometimes I think some of our members lose that over time, but thankfully very few of them.
You're in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Well, you do get bogged down. I mean, if you're working on the van responding to jobs, they're very busy, and it seems to be job after job after job. It's a very busy, stressful workplace a lot of the time, and you get to see the best and the worst of people. And so you've just got to remember why you're here and who you are.
Well, you've been involved in investigative areas, including organised crime, counter-terrorism and homicide, which sound very difficult for the person. How do you ensure that you self-care yourself?
I don't know if I've always done that well over the years. I think at various times I've concentrated too much on work and certainly worked a lot of hours. But every now and then you just got to take a step back. And, you know, what is great about our career and a great advertisement for anyone thinking of joining, we get 9 weeks holiday a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So That's always nice. So I managed to always take, well, you have to take those 9 weeks every year, which is a really good thing.
Sounds like a punishment to take 9 weeks off a year, being forced to.
You know, and thankfully there's cheap flights to Bali, you know, and you can check out for a little while and think about something else. But, you know, it's also about making sure you have perspective. So you are getting out and you are doing other things with your friends and your family and you are looking after yourself. Sometimes that's not always possible because work takes priority because things have to be done there and then. But yeah, every now and then you just got to step back and look after yourself and make sure you're connected with your family and your friends.
And there's been a lot of work done internally to look after our mental health and yeah. people being encouraged to talk about what's happened to them during the shift. Male police officers often tended not to acknowledge anything they've been through and not talk to each other. And now we're encouraging all members of the police to talk to each other and acknowledge that we've been through rough things, we've seen some horrible things, and it's okay to break down, it's okay to need some help. So that's some recent big changes internally, and I think they're very important.
Yeah, and we just encourage people if they're suffering, just put their hand up and ask for some help because it will happen. It's happened to me over my career and I'm sure it will happen to most police who stay in 30 years. At some point they'll need some help, so it's no shame in asking for it.
Even the commander has to take command of their own life every yeah. now and then. Yes. Well, thank you very much. Any last words from our panellists?
I'm just really glad that we had the commander in and Tom, who was very quiet.
And you have the mustache on your ID badge.
I do. That was my
the commander to be envious of.
Right. The Miami Vice moment.
But you're doing the role of the LGBTI portfolio, doing really well. You've only been doing it for a few weeks, but you've come in with some really great ideas and some different viewpoints. And so surely you've got something to say about your experience working there.
Yeah, I think it's been really interesting to be in a space that does a lot of proactive stuff and a longer term vision around community engagement. And I think that the LGBTI space has changed a lot, but there's also a huge amount of work that is needed to be done in terms of community engagement and community engagement across the state, you know, from small towns to inner city Melbourne and Fitzroy. So yeah, I think it's an interesting challenge. I wish Stuart good luck heading the charge, but I think it's, you know, that there's many, many, many different pieces that you sort of pull together to do that community engagement well.
Teamwork makes the dream work, and what a great team we've had on The Glow Show today. We've had Gabby Tyack, the LGBTI liaison officer, who is still a senior constable, which is a very good rank. We have, not that I can really judge, Tom Taylor, who's the acting LGBTI community portfolio manager, bit of a mouthful, and Commander Stuart Bateson, who is the commander of the Priority Communities Division.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to get involved with The Glow Show, you can email theglowshow@joy.org.au. There'll be plenty of podcasts on our website.
Please rate us, download us.
Review. On your preferred platform.
Exactly.
Sounds great. Thanks to everyone involved and thanks to our podcaster, Andy. This has been another episode of The Glow Show. I'm Dylan Joel.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.